B-Pod Studios.
Welcome, everyone.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess what it is?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to guess.
Can you guess what it is?
I bet you I can guess what it is.
Okay, what is it?
End of the week.
End of the week.
End of the week.
Already?
Yes!
Way to go, way to go!
Is it Friday already?
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, ready to put on a show for all these guys.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
It's showtime!
80s and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning, everybody. We did it. We made it to Friday.
Well, it's not over yet.
I think it's over. I'm done.
You're done? Okay.
We got here. We pressed the first button.
Okay.
We're good. The rest, just details.
Yeah, Bob's still in Britain. And
Britain? Across the pond.
Yesterday, he posted a thing of having tea, high tea at his hotel.
Yeah, it looked nice.
They had a Ferris wheel of confections. It was so cool. I mean, it was... like, very posh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, little tea sandwiches are fun, but when they have their own ride.
They do. It was so neat. You know what else? It's about presentation. Because, frankly, a cucumber between two pieces of white bread is no fun. But if you put it on a Ferris wheel, it's like, woo, we got a party.
Wow. All right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we get an extra day tomorrow.
Well,
it's a leap day.
It's an extra day, but not an extra day on the weekend. Yes, my friend's birthday. Happy birthday to Melissa Mayer tomorrow.
What is she, 12?
She's 12.
Congratulations.
She's 12, and so...
Very nice.
It's exciting. Every 4 years.
Yeah. And it's, my wife was saying, too, it's Sadie Hawkins Day.
You know what? That is a day that has just sort of blended into nothingness, because now every day is Sadie Hawkins Day.
You think?
Thank God. I think...
I don't know. I know some ladies that could maybe, you know, ask guys to marry him tomorrow.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Is that the day or is it just a dance? I thought
That's
it was just
the day.
A dance. You can
do
ask
it.
A man to marry you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, good stuff.
That's
you know who I'm
crazy.
Talking about.
I know who you're talking about. We're not talking about it.
I'm going to tell her to.
All right. Good.
Yeah. Hey, we got some fun stuff coming up today, too. We've got your Bon Jovi tickets, of course.
Yes.
Last day for Bon Jovi tickets.
Oh, that's right.
You got four more chances today. Mm-hmm. 805, 1105, 105, 405. And we've got a WWE star stopping by today.
Yes, Lacey Evans. She's fancy.
Yeah.
She's not only a former Marine, but she dresses up like a pinup girl, and she can throw you across the room.
Oh, you think she will?
Those are fun qualities you can put on your resume.
Yes. Yes.
I could do 100 push-ups in a minute. I dress really nice, and I will... pummel you.
Yeah. So that'll be
yeah,
fun.
I'm excited. I want to ask her some questions about
being
how you can throw.
Being a lady wrestler?
Yeah, being a lady wrestler. Dressing like a lady in wrestling. I mean, see your outfits.
I know.
They're very cute.
That'll be fun. So all that going on right here.
That's exciting.
And we got Super Smart coming up in just seconds. We'll see how this guy does.
It was I thought it was doable.
Make sure you play the home version, too, at WROR.com. All right?
Okay.
There you go.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what have you got for cool things?
Oh, if you've ever wanted to stay inside an elephant, I've got the place for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you've ever wanted to drive the Wienermobile, I know where you can buy one.
Cool. All right, this is Bras. Report is sponsored by National Grid. Learn how to make your home more energy efficient by scheduling an in-person, no-cost home energy assessment through National Grid. Receive at least 75% off approved insulation. Visit ngrid.com. Hey, maybe Lucy the Elephant could use a little insulation.
Really?
Now, if you've been down to the Jersey Shore Market, it's like this cool elephant that's been there for 138 years.
Wow.
It's kind of, it reminds me a little bit about like Moulin Rouge-y. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lucy the Elephant has been listed on Airbnb. Now, this is just a little tourist spot. They are going to offer one-night stays for two people inside the monument starting on March 5th for stays on March 17th, 18th, and 19th. The price is $138, the same amount of years that Lucy's been at the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
And it includes dinner and breakfast at local restaurants, and it's in the greater Atlantic City area. Lucy's so great. It's such a cool monument. When you go inside, you have to enter the back legs of Lucy and climb up the wooden stairs.
Okay.
And then there's a Victorian-style decor from the sheets to the rugs, and it looks like the inside of a 1902 summer home.
Neat.
So it's like a time machine. Okay. Little asterisk,
Yeah.
There's no running water inside, Lucy. They're renting a bathroom trailer. It's air-conditioned, and heated, portable unit that has a shower,
you
toilet,
go
and sink.
Back down those wooden stairs,
yeah,
out the,
you know,
elephant's leg.
They have to walk out of Lucy, head into the trailer to, yeah, use it. There's central air in the elephant, and it,
yeah,
and there's heat, just to, okay, make sure. And in 1902, a doctor and their family from England spent the summer inside the elephant. And it's decorated like that. And now, it's only for 3 days, but it may be something that will continue throughout the summer. I just think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Such a neat experience. I mean, yeah, no bathroom and running water, but it's an elephant.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's only so much room.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
Plenty of room in the trunk. All right. Well, speaking of things that look like weird things.
Yes.
The Wienermobile.
Yes.
Iconic. You've all seen the Wienermobile.
Yeah, how tough to parallel park.
This car dealership up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, posted they have two of them for sale. You know,
two?
Yeah.
I mean, I see one.
Two.
It's two.
The company that owned them went bankrupt and they had to sell them. The Oscar Mayer logos will be removed, so it'll just be a plain Wienermobile.
You could put your own Wiener logo on it.
You put your own Wiener logo on it. But they're only $12,000. $12,000 a piece. They got 40,000 miles on them. They seat four.
What's the mileage on a Wienermobile?
They're 40,000 miles.
No, what's the, like, the miles?
Gas mileage?
Yeah.
It's a diesel. I don't know how many.
Diesel.
It's probably.
Okay.
I'm guessing it does not get great gas mileage.
I wonder how fast it goes.
How fast can you get that Wiener going? So, I don't know. There you go. I'll post that at WROR.com.
Okay,
if you're into the Wienermobile and,
yeah,
you want to be pretty cool.
Drive it to Jersey and stay inside an elephant. Make it a crazy
weekend.
Oh,
boy. That would be a wacky weekend. All right. Coming up, we got some leap year stuff.
Yeah. You know, tomorrow is leap year. It happens every 4 years. And it's just kind of one of those things that come, you know, you're like, whatever. But what? Why leap year? Why do we do it? Fun facts you could amaze your friends and family with.
Or at least bore them to death.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, well, it's just LBF and Brian. We're holding down the fort. Bob will be back Monday from his trip over across the pond in London.
Yes, just in time. I'm coming back just in time for leap year.
Damn. Yeah.
Leap day. He's
got that extra day to come back.
Yes. All right. Exactly. All right. So why do we have leap day?
What's the deal?
What's the deal? I'm like, it's one of those things. I'm like, I don't know, I guess. So I'm so glad Lucy doesn't ask me these questions where I'm like, beats me. But I found out. We need it because it takes the Earth slightly longer than 365 days to circle the sun each year. So it's not as simple as adding a day every 4 years for a particular year to be a leap year. The year must be evenly divisible by four.
I was told there'd be no math.
I know. There can be, listen, the year can also be evenly divided by 100. And three, if the year is evenly divisible by 400. Isn't that confusing? The point is...
I feel like when I was doing my fourth grader's math homework last night.
So 2000 was a leap year, but 2100 won't be. That's all I wanted to say about that. Just so you know, because of some ridiculous math.
Well, I don't know. Okay.
In addition to leap days and leap years, there's also a leap second. Leap seconds, they add a second. That last time we did that was December 31st, 2016, and one might be added.
Remember what you did with that extra second?
I don't remember. I probably wasted it.
Yeah.
I probably wasted it. But this is so interesting to me. Less than 0.07% of the population has a leap year birthday, February 29th. That's like only 205,000 people in the United States. That's not a lot of people, and I know one of them. My best friend, Melissa. Mayor.
It's her birthday tomorrow?
Yes, Melissa Mayor Real Estate. buy a house.
There you go. Go buy a house tomorrow on leap day.
She's born on leap day.
She's the best 12-year-old realtor around.
She really is. You know who else shares a leap day birthday?
Yeah.
Antonio Sabato Jr., Ja Rule, Tony Robbins.
Oh, wow.
And interestingly, Aileen Wuornos, the first female serial killer, played by
movie.
Charlize Theron in Monster.
Whoa.
So that's Melissa.
That's a role. Wow.
Just saying, you have something in common.
Real ringing endorsement to your friend. All right. Cool. And it is in like that Sadie Hawkins day. So
yes, that's right.
You can, you know, ladies, you can ask the men.
That's true. Olive Garden, by the way, tomorrow is giving away leap year four desserts for leap year babies.
Oh, my God.
For the dessert for their birthday tomorrow and three for the ones they missed.
You really need four desserts?
Yes, I do. I need five.
Yeah, well, go with Melissa. You can get four.
Right, exactly.
All right. Coming up, your dirty laundry.
What if your ex-boyfriend started dating Lady Gaga? What if your regular, normal ex-boyfriend that you went dated for 7 years in college and then a little bit after decides to date Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
It happened to a regular, normal person, and we have the story. Okay, what if your ex-boyfriend started dating, Lady Gaga? What would you do? Wow. Sting needs to take a sex ed course, but first, let's hear Mark Wahlberg say something sexy, but in a Boston accent. He was on Ellen, and she has, you know, burning questions. I love this segment. And here he is answering that call.
Say something sexy, but do it in a Boston accent.
Oh, I was naked with everything but my socks on in the car.
So everything but your socks.
Oh, everything. Yeah,
see,
I was
naked, you're naked
nothing
except for
but my socks in the car.
There you go.
Got it.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks
that
is sexy.
That does it for you?
That Sonata ain't got no driver.
That, you know what, Tony B, that does it for me. It really does.
Okay,
so what if you're like, at work, and all of a sudden people are texting you all over the place saying, check Facebook, check Twitter, are you okay? I hate it when that happens.
You okay?
Are you okay? You're like, why should I not be okay? Is there something happening? Well, for this woman, Lindsay Krause, she's like in her 20s. She works for the New York Times. She, her ex-boyfriend from college and a little bit after, she dated him for 7 years, is now the boyfriend of Lady Gaga.
Oh,
he's like the CEO of, he's regular, but like not really regular, not like regular, like us regular.
But he's not like a performer or, you know, he's got a gig, a good job.
He's got a good job. He's the CEO of one of Sean Parker's pet projects. Lives out in San Francisco. Anyway, so she's like, oh my God, my ex-boyfriend is now dating Lady Gaga. What is this going to do to my psyche? And she wrote an op-ed about it in the New York Times because she works there. And she's like, hey, you guys, you want a good story? Here, I got one. And she, instead of thinking, why not me, when I see them together, I think that was me. And it pulls the illusion of celebrity down, she said. She's like, celebrities are just like us. She's going to get sick of him, too. He's a loser. But what she did do is she started, instead of internalizing it the way that I think a typical person would be like, oh, my God, I'm not Lady Gaga. I could never be like that. She's like, I'm going to start acting like Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God.
So she had to go to this event, and she's like, I was going to wear my black dress I wear all the time. She's like, Lady Gaga wouldn't do that.
She went out and bought a meat dress.
She didn't. Close enough.
Okay.
But she bought a very expensive dress. She's like, I'm going to be like Lady Gaga. And she's like, I'm going to buy the large coffee instead of the small one. Lady Gaga doesn't spare any expense. She's going to end up broke.
So she's going to go broke, yeah.
But that's okay. I just like the fact that she's like, you know what? Lady Gaga is having an ambitious life that we say we should all embrace. And she's like, why don't you? So she's just living her life like Lady Gaga without having to date that guy again. Perfect.
All right, good.
I love it. It's so fantastic.
Maybe she'll run into Bradley Cooper.
Perfect. Sting, on the other hand.
Yeah.
Needs to take a sex ed course because he was quoted as saying, I never intended to be a dad, but became a dad by accident 6 times.
He just doesn't know what causes it, does he?
I mean, he's not unhappy because they're remarkable human beings, he says, but he didn't intend to be the patriarch of the tribe, but I am. I mean, really, seriously? He has a $400 million fortune, but he's not promising anything to his kids, so whatevs.
You guys are all accidents anyway. You're not getting any of my money.
And finally, did you guys see Taylor Swift's new video yesterday called The Man?
Oh, I know the song.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Yeah.
It's about how life would be easier if she were a man. And it's also, she is dressed up as a man through the entire video. And it's really good. And The Rock voices the guy, the character. And it's just, I don't know. I really like, ever since I saw the documentary, what's it called? Miss Americana on Netflix with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I love her a lot. I think she's her own person. I think that she's really interesting. And I really like this song. And I think everyone should listen to it because it's about the sort of, you know, dichotomy of being a woman versus a man in any industry. And she dresses up as a dude, and that's kind of fun. She looks pretty good, too.
All right. Okay, all right. Excellent. Hey, and don't forget, speaking of dudes with really nice hair, John Bon Jovi. We got your Bon Jovi tickets coming up after 8 o'clock.
Oh, fun fact about him real quick. He and Prince Harry are going to record a song together.
It's just Harry.
I know, whatever. I'm going to call him Prince Harry because everyone else will be like, who's Harry?
Yeah.
Prince Harry going to record a song together for the Invictus Games.
Oh, cool. Excellent. And then coming up just after 7. Oh. Is that Lacey Evans music?
Really,
I saw Lacey Evans from the WWE. I know. It's scary.
It's a little...
when she comes running out of the, dressing rooms and down jumps into the ring. Lacey Evans from the WWE is in the hallway right now. We're going to talk to her because SmackDown is at the Garden tonight. So stay tuned. We got that coming up. LBF has a lot of questions.
That really scared me.
Good. I was going for that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It's the ROR Morning Show. Bob is still vacationing in beautiful London, but we are here. LBF, Brian, and... I'm pretty excited.
I know I am, too.
This is the WWE is in town. SmackDown is at the Garden tonight and in studio right now. I love entrance music.
Everyone does. Everyone should have it.
Yeah. Lacey Evans is here. Hi, Lacey. How are you?
Probably better than you.
Yeah.
You are. I'll
nailed
just
it.
Tell you.
You nailed it. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for getting all gussied up this morning. Look at you, all in your...
It wasn't for you, sweetheart.
Okay. This is going to be fun.
You can take it from here, LBF.
Lacey Evans is going to be at TD Garden tonight, and it's with the WWE. She is the most beautiful wrestler I've ever seen. She looks like a... Well, she is a pinup girl. If you're like, you can't see it right now unless you're on our Facebook, but she has on, like, Betty Grable, like sort of a beautiful little
Betty Grable, but she'll like kick your butt.
Yes, exactly.
Is that?
Yeah, like very old set, but like a kind of like bikini top with a bow right in the middle, and a nice little pencil skirt, and she can kick your butt.
Yeah, can you actually kick in a pencil skirt? Is that possible?
Yes, I can actually. This one's ripped from kicking Becky Lynch. So,
oh
wow, and she wears it with pride.
Yeah.
So what was stunning to me about Lacey is she comes in and she's, you know, she's a wrestler. She takes down people and not a bruise on her body. Nothing. Yeah. Just completely perfect all the way around.
Yeah, I know.
How do you do it?
Tell me something I don't know. I don't bruise easy, first off. Mm-hmm. And secondly, thank God for makeup.
That's right. Now, Lacey is a wrestler, but you're a Marine.
Right.
Yeah. So how long were you in the Marines?
I was 5 years active duty, 3 years in active reserve, a total of 8.
So you're tough.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, actually. Stop. Who am I kidding?
So tonight, what's going to happen?
At the Garden,
tell me.
Are you going to get into some beefs with anybody tonight? You got everything okay right now? Or?
If any of them women are stupid enough to have beef with me, well, then absolutely, because I will not back down from a single person. However, who knows? I would love to get my hands back on Bayley, the SmackDown Women's Champion, because Lord knows she's nothing but a nasty and needs to learn a lesson or two. So, you just have to come down and find out for yourself. Tune in live on Fox and see what Lacey Evans brings to the table.
She looks like a movie star, but she scares me.
Scares the life out of me. I'm so frightened right now.
It's really something else. What's the worst injury you've inflicted upon somebody?
Probably my woman's right to their jaw.
Oh,
wow,
all right. That's going to leave
a
mark. What about you? Have you ever been injured in a way that you were like, wow, that hurt? That's not.
Probably. I mean, I do this like moonsault backflip off the top, and I kind of got my rib cage a little bit, knocked the wind out of me for about an hour. But, you know,
that's kind of high. That's dangerous.
Yeah. You know,
should be careful.
My whole life's dangerous, sweetheart. It's nothing I can't handle.
And tonight, too, John Cena is coming back to SmackDown tonight, correct?
Yes, he is. So
that's pretty cool.
Big news. He will be boots on deck and in SmackDown. So we're excited to see what he's going to do tonight.
Wow.
I'm fascinated
by
this.
I'm going to have to tune in.
Great.
It's on Fox. It's right over at the Garden tonight. This is awesome.
Tell me, you're in the Marines.
Right.
And how did you get into wrestling?
So I was a military police officer. I was the only woman on the SWAT team in the Marine Corps. And my staff sergeant did what I thought was backyard wrestling. You know, I didn't watch WWE growing up. And I was curious to see what he was dabbling in on Saturday. So I went and checked it out, and I fell in love. And within a week, I was in the ring. And within a couple weeks, I had a tryout with WWE. And by September, I was at the tryout. So It was pretty fast experience for me going from active duty service member into the WWE. But I'm doing it one day at a time, kicking ass and taking names like a lady.
Do you have any wrestlers that you look up to? I know you didn't, you know, you weren't really into it before you started, and then you really went gangbusters. But do you have any, like, heroes?
I mean, now that I'm learning the business, Alondra Blaze, watching some of her old stuff and the way that she wrestles, she was just a hard charger. So I would have to say her. But Natalya has definitely led by example, coming from, you know, active duty, the military, no experience in WWE, learning as I go. She kind of took me under her wing and is teaching me the business and showing me how things are, how it operates. And I appreciate everything that she does as a leader, you know, in the locker room. And so, yeah, Natalya, I would have to say.
How many push-ups can you do in a minute?
More than you, sweetheart.
Oh, that's, yeah, I mean, that's.
That
yeah,
is true.
So more than zero. You can do more than zero.
Just
tell me
monitor.
I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. I can't do one.
That's freaking terrible. All right. I might want to work on
that. I'm going to try.
We'll go do some push-ups in the hallway.
Okay.
All right, well, Lacey Evans. WWE tonight, TD Garden, SmackDown, John Cena, and who knows what's going to go on, because I know some of the ladies were trying to tell your daughter something, and you took exception to that.
It was terrible. You know, in this business, you have to figure out ways to stand out, and coming after my daughter is probably the stupidest option you could possibly choose as a mother. They made their bed and they have to lay in it because I'm not going anywhere. I'm with WWE for the long haul, and Bayley and Sasha Banks both, I have their number and I will not stop until I take care of them because they made the wrong decision. I may have lost at the Rumble, but like I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm on SmackDown roster and so is Bayley, and until my last breath, I'm going to do everything I can to get my hands on her.
There it is.
And my baby girl's going to watch me do so.
There it is tonight.
Nice. All right. This is exciting.
WWE SmackDown from the Garden.
She's Lacey so
Evans
scared.
There.
That's
I know.
So sweet looking.
I'm so frightened right now. Thank you, Lacey, for being here. We appreciate it. Have fun tonight at the Garden.
Thank you for having me, you nasty thing.
105.7 WROR. It's the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Bob's vacationing. He'll be back. And hey, you know, we had just had Lacey Evans in here. We just heard from Heidi.
Yes.
Thank you for the email, Heidi. She's excited. She's going to be at the show tonight. Section E, third row beside the ramp. So we'll look out for it.
I'm not one who's usually into, I mean, I've watched wrestling and stuff like that, but this looks like a really fun show.
It is.
And John Cena's going to be there. And Lacey's lovely. She scares me to death.
Yeah.
But she's just very posh looking.
Oh, yeah.
And she doesn't have a bruise on her.
No.
Not a dislocated shoulder to be seen.
No. Hey, and can we just... Boy, I tell you. You know, my kid does watch the wrestling. It's fun. But the other thing the kids are doing right now that is a problem...
Well, yeah. It's a problem. It's TikTok. All right. So here's the thing about TikTok. I know about it, but now it's always on my social media feed because, like, you know, the Real Housewives are doing it, or, like, the cast from This Is Us was doing it. And I was like, oh, what is this all about? And it's kind of fun. But then I read that the CEO of Reddit is like, it's a parasitic website that basically steals all your information, and you know, you have to be really, really careful with it.
Right.
And I was chatting, you know, with my niece and talking about TikTok. The thing about TikTok, though, that the real problem besides stealing information is that the kids now just are constantly practicing their TikTok moves even when they're not on TikTok. So they have a series of, like, jerky motions, and you're like, are you okay?
Oh, my God. This happened to me. This at dinner every night. Yeah. My son Sam, he's 10, and he and his buddies are always dancing around to the little songs.
They can't sit still.
And they're moving,
like,
their arms.
Yeah, moving their arms. It's like a real, it's not like a dance move that, like, continues. It's a jerky sort of, like, I got to get this in 5 seconds.
Right.
So all these kids now look like they are having some sort of issue. And in fact, they're just practicing for their TikTok.
Yeah.
And
it's insane.
It's kind of off-putting.
Yeah. Like, can you just sit still for like 10
and
seconds?
Can he?
No, he can't.
He can't?
No. He's twitching around like crazy.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's
so
weird.
In addition to
yeah, stealing identities and all that, ruining society.
So you're also sitting with a really, really... It's like taking a fidgety kid and making them, like, beyond.
Yeah.
So, anyway, just if you see a little kid that's just kind of, like, jerking around. Don't worry. He's practicing for his TikTok.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, coming up, your dirty laundry in about 15 minutes.
Well, we have what happens if your ex-boyfriend decides to date Lady Gaga. Yes, your normal, not a celebrity boyfriend becomes that person. What do you do?
What do you do?
This woman has the best response. Okay, what happens when your ex-boyfriend from college, you look on Instagram, and he's dating Lady Gaga?
Wow.
I just, that's crazy, but it happened to one woman.
Has this ever happened to you?
Yeah, I know, I wonder if it has. Like, your boyfriend goes on to date somebody, like, or a girlfriend goes on to date somebody really famous. If that happened to you, give us a call here, because
okay.
I want to know what you did.
Like the girl I went out with that married Lowell from Wings.
Do you really call that going out with?
For a while.
I don't think half an hour is a while. It was a date.
It was a few dates.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're a jerk.
Okay.
Whatever.
Listen, what's the sexiest thing Mark Wahlberg can say in a Boston accent? Here you go.
Say something sexy, but do it in a Boston accent.
Oh, I was naked with everything but my socks on in the car.
Wait a minute.
So everything but your socks.
Oh, everything. Yeah, I was
now
naked.
Now you're naked
nothing
except for
but my socks in the car.
Oh.
Good job, Mark.
Wasn't some weird foot thing.
No, it wasn't a weird okay. foot thing. Almost. That's when Rex Ryan's going to be on Ellen. Yeah. That was on Ellen, by the way. Okay, I want to talk about this woman, Lindsay Krause. She's an editor at the New York Times. She went out with this guy for 7 years. They were at Harvard together. Of course they were. And she was at work the other day, and all of a sudden her phone blows up. It's check Facebook, check Twitter. Are you okay? Which is the worst. And all of her friends were texting her because her ex-boyfriend had a new girlfriend, and the new girlfriend was Lady Gaga.
Ooh.
Yep. She what is happening? So what do you do when your ex-boyfriend starts dating one of the most famous, talented people in all the land? Well,
buy yourself a new dress.
First, she's like, she didn't take it too hard. She was like, initially, she just was like, well, you know what? Instead of thinking, why not me? She thought, that was me. So, like, she got him first. Cool. But then she took a different turn. She decided, instead of being like, I'm not as good as Lady Gaga, she decided to be like, I am going to be more like Lady Gaga. And instead of wearing this old dress that she had to an event that she had to go to, she went out and bought a brand new one, because that's what Lady Gaga would do. Why should she accept less than Lady Gaga? She went to a coffee shop. Did I want a large? Yes. Did I want my makeup done? Yes. I wanted to get lashes? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. She Lady Gaga'd her life. And I suggest, ladies, that you Lady Gaga your life, because she's having a good time. She said the point is Lady Gaga
yeah, her gave, ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, Lady Gaga is living in the ambitious life that we keep saying we should embrace, and then she decided to. So it all worked out for her. So if your ex is dating somebody super famous, don't despair. Go get false eyelashes. Okay.
Okay.
Next up, Taylor Swift has a new video out called The Man, and she is the man in the video. She dresses up as a man. She makes a pretty cool man.
Yeah, we were hearing this. I've heard the song. It's pretty cool.
The song is really good. It's
good
on
message.
Her Lover
yes.
CD. And, but it's really good, and actually The Rock makes an appearance, kind of. He voices over. But it's fun, and I really like Taylor Swift, and I suggest if you're not watching anything this weekend and you haven't seen it yet, watch Miss Americana on Netflix, because it's a documentary about her, and she really seems very real, you know?
Yeah.
It's a really good.
It shows like her
look.
Struggles, yeah. You know, what she's going through.
It's a really
good look
into the life of somebody who's an artist who becomes famous and how they have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And finally, being famous and being an artist, Harry, a.k.a. Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince Harry,
yeah.
We should call him, has recording a song with Bon Jovi. They're re-recording Unbroken. I don't know about this. It's for the Invictus Games. I don't know. I feel like Harry is now going from royalty to Hollywood, and neither is the best idea for anybody. I think it's just go to Vancouver and go fly fishing. Do
yeah,
you do that there?
I mean, the Invictus Games are pretty cool. That's the thing that he started that's really
I get it,
good.
But why so, is he, know. He's Hollywooding himself up or
well,
New
he's
Jersey?
Well, he's not a prince anymore. He's got to find a gig.
I don't think it's a good move because you know they're talking about getting out of the limelight, but he's back in it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you make no sense, Harry. You defeat your own purpose.
Oh, sorry, Harry. You're about 15 minutes away from Bon Jovi tickets, too.
Oh, okay. Well, great. What time are we getting those?
8:05.
Awesome.
11:05. 1:05. 4:05.
Perfect. Excellent. Right. Thank you so much.
Is that all you got?
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got for
you. Okay. That's all I got. Okay. Yeah. 80s
and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
All right. Super Smart in 60 Seconds is brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale, windownation.com. Let's meet our player this morning. This is Shannon Senior from Paxton, Mass. Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thanks.
Excellent. And you're right now you're a stay-at-home mom. You've got a 14-month-old.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Man.
It must be nice just to, you know, have some human contact, talk to us for a little bit, right?
No, it is. It is.
I get it. All right, Shannon, you play along with the game. Have you ever gotten all 10?
I have.
All right. Oh, all right.
All right.
This is exciting.
Challenge. So you know what's going to happen. LBF has 10 questions for you. If you answer all 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, you get $1,000. That easy, right? You can pass if you're not sure, and we'll come back to the ones you pass. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go.
In 1976, what color M&Ms went on a 10-year hiatus?
Pass.
What kind of food comes in dill, gherkin, and bread and butter varieties?
Pickles.
True or false, Bart Simpson is voiced by a woman?
True.
What 1980 film is the phrase, I am serious and don't call me Shirley, spoken?
Airplane.
Basketball player Jason Tatum plays for what team?
Pass.
Mimi Rogers was this movie star's first wife?
Tom Cruise.
Who sings Endless Love with Diana Ross?
Lionel Richie.
Athos, Aramis, and Porthos are the three what?
Pass.
Who is Kim Kardashian's mom?
Kris Jenner.
According to the ad, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Pass.
In 1976, what color M&Ms went on a 10-year hiatus?
Oh. Green. Wow.
Oh, boy, that was tough.
That was tough.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
That went by really fast.
Six correct.
Yeah, be passed on four, so it means you got all correct.
Yeah. That's right. You got them all right.
You got them all right.
They passed on four.
But, you know, really good job. 1976, the color M&Ms that went on a 10-year hiatus, red. Now the red dye was...
Red dye number two, remember that? Yeah.
The basketball player Jason Tatum plays for the Celtics.
That would have been a safe guess, too.
Right.
Athos, Aramis, and Porthos are the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, a lot of candy in this quiz.
Yeah, I know,
today.
I was hungry. It's Friday. And according to the ad, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Three.
That's just according to Mr. Owl, though.
Yes, exactly.
And I just needed to play this one, too.
What? Friends listen to Endless Love in the Dark?
You got the Endless Love question.
Yes.
That's a good one. All right, but Shannon, don't worry. You don't go away empty-handed. We got a great prize for you. Two tickets to Styx at Big Night Live on Tuesday, March 24th. Tickets are on sale now through bignightlive.com and ticketmaster.com. Could you use a night out?
That's awesome. I've been wanting to check out Big Night Live, and Styx would be a great show.
Oh, that's great. Get a sitter.
Get a night out. There's some great places to eat right around there. It's right next to TD Garden. It's a cool new spot, so enjoy that.
Yeah, Guy Fieri's new...
Taco Cucina, La Cucina.
Yeah, you got those trash can tacos. Tin can tacos?
Nachos, yeah.
Oh, they're supposed to be.
We are starving today.
Yep, we're hungry.
All right, it's Friday, so congratulations. Thank you for playing. And if you think you can do what Shannon was trying to do there and get all 10 correct, sign up at WROR.com. And while you're there,
play the game. Yeah. We have the online version of Super Smart in 60 Seconds. It's multiple choice. You can play it, and then you can share it, and then you can have bragging rights and walk around all weekend like you're awesome.
Yeah, sign up and win fabulous prizes right there. WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
It's gonna be cool.
It's gonna be cool. Would you spend $100,000 for a hotel room for one night?
No.
And no, it doesn't come with Demi Moore.
Wow, yeah.
But it is in Vegas.
Wow, and it is indecent. Okay, I've got, if you're looking for a new car, maybe you just want a used car. Maybe you want something that'll be, you know, stand out in pickup line at the school. I know where you can buy a Wienermobile.
Cool.
Yeah.
I bet you it doesn't cost as much as this hotel room.
No, it
this
does not.
This is the most expensive hotel room in all of the land. It's a YouTube video is going viral. It's $100,000 a night to stay at the Empathy Suite. Huh. Empathy.
Really?
At the Palms Casino Resort in Vegas. It is a two-story suite that has its own private swimming pool, sharks suspended in formaldehyde,
what?
And a bar made out of medical waste. It was designed by British artist Damien Hirst. It's so crazy. The YouTuber Doug DeMuro, do you ever watch him? He's taken the tour of it. It's the bar, which is interesting, has 13 seats. On each of the seats on the back of it is the photo of a pill, like, you know, like pharmaceuticals. And then the bar itself, the top of it, like underneath the glass, is made up of medical waste. Like, you know, there's syringes.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And then there's a huge mural of just pills by the dining room table. There's a sauna. There's a massage room.
Does it come with the masseuse and people that give you food?
I don't think that it comes
just
with
for the room.
Just for the room, $100,000. It's a kind of like a, it's like a piece of artwork that you just pay to stay in. Wow. It's fascinating. I can't wait to see it on The Real Housewives of something.
Yeah.
But you got to check it
out. Girls Weekend.
We'll put it up at WROR.com because it is kind of fascinating.
That's the only place I'm going to see it. Okay. If you are looking for, you know, maybe a second car, the Wienermobile. I mean, there are some iconic vehicles. The Wienermobile, I think, is right up there with. Wow, look at that. There are two for sale up in Canada.
Two
of them. They're only $12,000.
You should get them.
I think just one. I'd probably just need one. They were made in 2006. They seat four.
It's good.
It's a two-door.
Family
seats
vehicle.
Four, yeah. And rear-wheel drive. They've only got like 40,000 miles on them. It says it's got a sunroof. So
if my last name was Wiener, I would totally get one.
Well, now they are going to have to remove the Oscar Mayer decals from the Wienermobile before you can take delivery of the vehicle.
Still.
But wouldn't that be cool to show up? Pickup line in the Wienermobile.
Yes,
your kid
really would
be like,
I've seen them around. I saw them at one in Portland, Maine, randomly getting gas at a gas station.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to make into like a camper.
You think it's, yeah. Could, yeah.
What's up in the,
yeah. Right, hot dogs by the fire.
I'm going to have to check this out. All right. So I'll post that at WROR.com as well. And coming up, you know, we had a nice glimpse of spring with the weather, and that's yard sale season and the big yard sale.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow.
I'm very excited about this, and I think a lot of people are.
We will talk about the big yard sale in Milton. Where is it?
No,
Weston. Weston tomorrow.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Brotson, LBF,
and Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
It's the ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotson, LBF, and Brian. Bob will be back Monday.
Yes, he's sipping tea right now. In London town.
Having a spot of tea? Well, it's the afternoon. He's probably having a beer already.
No, afternoon tea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but that's not till 4.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Anyway. Hey, there's some cool stuff coming up this weekend. If you're looking for, some yard sale items.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you can go to a regular person's yard sale. You can go to David Ortiz's yard sale because he's having one tomorrow. And they're going to release the information like where he lives today at 9. And then tomorrow you have to line up or queue up, as they say in London, at 7:30, I think, or 7. And you get a number and you can't like have somebody hold your place in line.
Right.
It's very organized. But the good news is that you can buy a lot of fun stuff and then you have bragging rights to Big Poppy stuff. Like you could get, oh, I don't know, a framed kimono, an asparagus rug.
Yes.
A Boston Strong, like, sort of license plate sign.
How do you think Poppy's neighbors feel?
I'm sure that they're far away. It is Weston. You know?
True, but I'm sure it's a nice neighborhood, and it's going to be flooded with wackadoos.
I'm sure, too, that they will have some sort of police presence there.
I would think so.
Yeah. You could totally get this Rolls Royce neon sign for your bar, Or you could get an outdoor frog that plays a banjo.
I do like that, but yeah. I can get that at, like, you know,
Home Goods.
Yeah, Home Goods.
But you can't say it when you get it at Home Goods. That's
Ocean
David
State
Ortiz's outdoor frog with a banjo.
I could say that. but
you're denying.
If anyone's going to go, they start handing out the numbers at 7:30.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then they open the doors, I think, at 8.
So we talked about this earlier, and we asked people what they had random celebrity items that they procured somehow.
Yeah.
One person had Meryl Streep's,
Treadmill.
Treadmill. Yeah, I don't even know what that word means.
What's that word again?
Treadmill. Yeah, because it was her husband worked security at a movie she'd done around here, and then he brought it home.
And there's the guy, really liked the guy who had Teddy Bruschi's mosquito magnet.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, that's
what you can get.
Cool.
So tomorrow, line up, you can get walk away with his old batting gloves. Now that would be cool. Or his old board games. There's Trivial Pursuit, Candyland, Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah, there's memorabilia, and then there's also just regular old yard sale stuff that was David Ortiz's. So if anyone goes over the weekend, you've got to call us Monday.
Oh, please do, and let us know what you got.
And let us know, because that will be a crazy scene, I'm sure.
Priceless. Take photos, please.
So we'll check that out. So good luck to David in his yard sale.
Yeah, hope you get all you want.
You get everything. Can't wait to dicker with people over the cost of batting gloves. It's the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Did it. We got to Friday.
Yeah.
Bob will be back on Monday, I'm sure, with great tales from his vacation.
I hope he brought me back a present.
Yeah, like a Toblerone or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe some like English toffee.
Breakfast tea.
Yeah, a little tea.
Yeah.
Something.
A spot of tea.
I like shortbread, too. Okay, anyway, go ahead. But
we'll see how much food he can cram in his suitcase for you. And tomorrow we have an extra day this year.
Yes, it is leap day for the leap year, February 29th, once every 4 years. Happy birthday to my oldest friend, Melissa. She's going to be 12. Melissa Mayer. And, you know, the reasons and whatnot. Only like 205,000 people in the United States of America have a birthday on leap day. So it's pretty special. But for the rest of us, I just think that we should treat it as an extra day and do all the extra things. Like, get extra fries or get extra stuff. Extra. Go a little bit over. Think of it as just like a plus one. You know what I mean? Like, go. Like, this is an extra day. So we're going to do all the extra things. I'm going to be extra, extra.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, you should go and buy the thing you've always wanted to buy. I don't know. I'm a consumer, but
yeah,
of food and stuff. But
you're
extra. Or be extra nice to somebody.
Oh, that's
extra
nice.
Kind.
Too. Okay.
Just extra.
So be extra.
Be extra. In like a good way, not the kid
you
way.
You are so extra.
You're so extra right now.
Okay. Thanks.
I love extra cheese.
Oh, my God. Good luck tomorrow. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.